call the Government Ops Committee meeting to order. Today is January 27th. The time is 11:32. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Norris?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Supernov?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. RJ, will you say our prayer for us this afternoon, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed on us. Just be with us. Help us make good, sound decisions that benefit the nation, benefit those that we serve, Lord. I want to take this opportunity to pray for our elders and our young children, Lord. Just always keep our future generations on our hearts and our minds, and allow us to make decisions that benefit them and our future, Lord. Just please forgive us for our sins. All of these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes from December 6th as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1718 and Act to Amend 26 ONC 2-114, the SAH Revenue and Taxation Act, to reinstate the Tobacco Revolving Fund for a duration of the current tobacco tax compact in effect at the time of enactment, sponsored by myself. I will relinquish the chair to the vice chair, Maria Whitehorn, at this time.
Thank you, Congressman Bethelhead. This is your sponsored amendment to this bill, and I will give the floor to you to proceed and explain it to what we're going to do at the table today, or what we're being requested to do by this amendment.
So the first change that I worked on was section F. Do you all have a copy of everything, or you have it up on the wiki or the?
Pulling it out. I'll share.
Okay. So section F used to read that the 31st of December is how long this revolving fund was going to go to. It now reads the tax relief fund shall continue for the duration of the tobacco tax compact between the state of Oklahoma and the Osage Nation, executed on October 31st, 2013, and expiring on December 31st, 2023. That's the first change that was made. The second change that was made was done yesterday between a meeting between executive and myself, where they had caught a couple of things that they had some questions on. The first being, if you go up to number one, page two, it says, it now reads, for the purpose of this subsection, an eligible retailer or an eligible retailer is a retailer who is licensed by the Osage Nation. The way that it used to read was upon the effecting date upon amendment. So one of the things that had come up, and I don't want to use names, but a situation where a smoke shop owner was going to pass down the smoke shop ownership to someone in their family, but the way that this used to read, it wouldn't have allowed for the new owner to be a part of the rebate revolving fund. So that part has been fixed, and they did encounter that a year ago. Where's Greg? Greg, actually, you can speak to this a little bit better. Was it a year ago that you encountered this?
It was about a year ago, yes.
Okay. And I need Trey, actually, Shanna, because I'm going to let Trey help to explain this next change because it's a little complex. The next change, and final change, there was only three, is number two. For the purposes of this subsection, excess rebate shall be in the amount of money rebated to the Osage Nation from the state of Oklahoma, less the amount of applicable taxes due to the Osage Nation, less 365. This was another area that the tax commission and got with the executive branch. The executive branch reached out to me. This is affected by section B, its last line of any excess rebate. And the original legislation said 350 and now it reads 365 because there was an extra 15 cents in there. And Trey is here, so I'm going to let him assist me in explaining why the 15 cents became an issue for the excess rebate and why it was changed from 365 from 350.
Okay, so yeah, the legislation has a formula in there for determining what excess rebate is, and the current bill had said $3.50 and it's now been changed to $3.65. The problem was the state now gets the same amount of tax money that we do, $5.15 each from each carton of 200 cigarettes. So if you take that $5.15 that we get and you subtract the $1.50 out, that is the statutory tax going to the Osage Nation, that leaves $3.65. If you plug that $3.65 into this formula, it says that the excess rebate shall be the amount of money rebated to the nation, $3.65, from the state of Oklahoma, less the applicable taxes due. $5.15 minus the applicable taxes would be $1.50, so leaving you $3.65, less $3.50. So there was 15 cents left over. Well, if you go to paragraph B, the retailers were entitled to 80% of any excess rebate. So if you take 80% of that 15 cents, you have 12 cents, and if you tack that onto 365, it's $3.77. The problem with giving the retailers $3.77 is it only leaves $1.38 for the tax commission, and the statutory requirement is $1.50. So we had to change the formula from $3.50 to $3.65. We didn't have to, but we have, so that it meets the statutory requirement. Now, I talked to the tax commission, and they were aware of the issue and had never intended to allow any of that $1.50 to go on to the retailers because of the statutory requirement that we hold on to it. But to make it clear in the legislation, and so that there's no interpretation issues, we've gone ahead and changed it to $3.65. So in essence, there is no more excess rebate. Since the tax went down to $5.15 for the nation instead of what it was, $6.18 last year, there's no reason to have an excess rebate, or there is no excess rebate anymore. But to make it simple, we just changed it from $3.50 to $3.65. That gives the retailers their $3.65 and the nation their $1.50 of the $5.15 that will be the nation's tax portion until the end of the tobacco compact.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Gill from the committee?
Thank you, Trey. I think he did a good job explaining that, and I don't think anyone else probably could have.
I have an amendment to this from a discussion that I had with one of the retailers, and it is in Section F about the dates when this tobacco relief fund will expire. Currently, it says it will expire in the law on December 31st, 2023, and Mr. Mays brought up to me that the last tobacco compact that we worked on went past our end date on the compact, probably by about four or five months. And so he suggested that we put different language in there, so on the 31st that it wouldn't change. So on page 2, line 83, strike on December 31st, 2023, and insert upon execution of a new tobacco compact with the state of Oklahoma.
Second.
Any discussion to the amendment to the bill? Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Is there any more discussion, Congresswoman Buffalohead?
I think Congressman Walker did a good job this morning when we were talking about this piece of legislation with yourself, and I just wanted to be there, and he said we're just continuing on with work that's working, with a process that's been working for the last year. I've been pretty vocal about our nation hasn't thrived in pulling revenue in. We have gaming, we have tax, and we have the smoke shops. I think that we need to try to support the one out of three revenues that we've got coming in. If this helps them, then we should try to do that. I did attend a meeting with Greg Carpenter with the Tax Commission a couple of weeks ago, as did a couple of other Congress members, like Congressman Supernov, Congresswoman Whitehorn, Speaker Pratt were there. I myself and along with Congressman Supernov asked him, does this put them at a disadvantage? The answer was yes. We know that according to the Tax Commission, Greg also answered and said, I said, does the Creek and the Cherokee offer the rebates? Yes, they do. Are they competitors with our Osage Nation smoke shop owners? Yes, they are. So that's just all I wanted to add for why I'm supporting this piece of legislation. And I know, Maria, you've got some other visitors here, so I'm done with everything I need to add to the table.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any more discussion? Congressman Shaw.
I remember when we went to the 80% a year and a half ago or so, and even then it was complex. We had the board going, and we had multiple projections to understand it. Ultimately, the Congress voted to amend it to the 80%. My only question now would be, is this going to affect the projected revenue from the Tax Commission going forward?
We asked him that too, and I'll look.
I'm going to recognize Mr. Gill.
I think any projection would be speculative. We're still going to receive the same amount of tax from the sale of cigarettes per carton. The only thing that's going to change or could potentially change is the number of cartons that we'll sell. And we can't speculate on what that number would be. I think we have to get a better idea from the Tax Commission once they see the numbers coming in.
Did you have anybody else that you wanted to address?
Girl, we asked that question in that meeting, and Greg gave us his answer, so I think it's relevant.
As I recall before, you say there'll be no more excess rebate. That's where the 80% change came from. There had been built up an excess rebate over the years, and the retailers, wanted an increasing share or the whole share of that because it was excess rebate. So my understanding, there's not going to be any more excess rebate.
There hasn't been in the past.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that was going to expire.
There hasn't been, and there will not be any expectation of the next. But they've been getting the full remaining rebate after tax since the last amendment.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Carpenter, did you have any words you wanted to say about projected revenue, or would you like to address that? I don't know really that that's your field, but it's my understanding that what was in the tax relief fund was never counted as projected revenue, just your averages. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Congressman.
Now, the only reason that I brought that up is it must have been 6 months later after we amended the legislation when there was excess rebate, and we had to revise downward the tax commission's revenue for the year. You brought that to this committee or to the Appropriations Committee. We had to amend the projected revenue
because of the effects of that. We somehow, some of the, I don't know if it was excess rebate had been part of projected revenue, and so our tax commission revenue was decreased. It was about 6 months because it wasn't immediate. I don't know if you recall bringing that to us, and so the adjustment wasn't titanic or a large amount, but it was a negative decrease, and maybe that was a one-time decrease. Maybe that, since the excess rebate's no longer evident, that that will not come back, but that's why I posed the question.
Thank you. Were you expecting a response from that?
If he has anything, if he remembers that or recollects that and remembers how that affected our revenue then?
When I turned in the projected revenue for 2017, I included that the rebate was not going away when I did that projection because I believed that it wasn't at the time. So the revenue projection that I turned in for this year didn't include the relief fund dissolving as of December 31st, 2016.
Committee? All right, if there's no more questions, I'd entertain movement on this legislation.
Motion to report out ONCA 1718 to Congress. ONCA 1718 as amended to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The motion carries. We will report ONCA 1718 to Congress with due pass recommendation. Congresswoman Bufflehead, I will turn the chair back over to you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1720, an act to amend ONCA 1687 to provide an appropriation modification to the SH News for fiscal year 2017 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chairwoman. There was a memo from the Osage News editor, Ms. Shaw Duty, with the original support documentation where she had submitted a memo to the Treasury for a budget modification. I recognized that the numbers didn't add up, and I got with Ms. Duty, and she submitted a new memo. I'm not sure if the committee has that pulled up, reviewed it or not. I'll describe basically what happened. She is requesting a $5,500 budget modification. I got kicked off my computer just a minute ago, so I'm trying to go off memory here, but essentially, she's moving $5,500 from
thank you, Alex. Thank you, Rich.
Hello. Thank you, gentlemen. From supply, I'll just sum it up this way. Mr. Potts is trying to jump in here and get more descriptive, but I did talk with Ms. Duty about it. She had budgeted $5,500 for Fire Kings, and after the budget was passed, they had correspondence from Rosemary Wood, and Ms. Wood offered to contribute to the Osage News and communicate minerals matters. Ms. Duty thought it was a good idea, presented it to her board, presented the letter from Ms. Wood. The board agreed that Ms. Wood would be a good person to contribute to the paper. As a former two-term councilwoman, and they made the decision to go ahead and contract with Ms. Wood to contribute to the paper on minerals matters. You may have seen some of her articles. In the last couple papers I've read them. I think it's a nice contribution to the paper, and she seems to me to be a kind of a good bridge between the nation, the Osage News, and their reporting, and I think her pieces are a good contribution to the nation on regarding minerals matters. So Ms. Duty submitted an updated revised memo moving $5,500 from, was it equipment?
Equipment acquisition.
Equipment acquisition over to professional fees. That is over 10% in that particular line item by law that requires approval from the Congress to approve the budget modification. That pretty well summarizes it. Ms. Duty wanted to, I had planned to go to the tourism forum down at the Gilcrease today. Mr. Palaka is here to answer, I guess, any additional questions on behalf of the Osage News. But after discussing this a couple times with Ms. Duty, I kind of felt like what I've stated pretty well summarized what the Osage Nation or the Osage News is wanting to do. So I'll field any questions. Mr. Palaka can probably answer any additional questions. I know Mr. Potts has spoken with Ms. Duty two or three times about the matter, so I'll stop there.
Congresswoman Whitman.
I'm sorry if you answered this. I had to step out and clarify a question with the people that just left. But so I remember that the reason that their equipment line was up was because they wanted cabinets to file away the newspapers. Did you already address that? Do they not need those cabinets anymore? Or did they get them at a discounted cost?
She told me that they were going to buy Fire Kings. Fire Kings are quite a bit more expensive. They made a decision that the Fire Kings weren't necessary. They purchased lower end or traditional filing cabinets and made the decision to utilize the excess funds to.
Okay, thank you. That's
offer.
I just remember that's what that excess money in the equipment line was for, to protect their newspapers. So anyway, that's it.
Mr. Potts, would you agree with my summary? Is that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm the chair. Sorry. Chair will entertain a motion if there's no other questions. I'm pretty familiar with all this, so I knew what was going on before we sat down and you explained it. But you did a good job explaining it, RJ.
Thank you.
Chair will entertain a motion for movement.
I'll move to report out ONCA 1719. 1720, Congress with a DuPage recommendation.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.
Wow.
That was good work.
Yeah. That's for 1 hour.
Got an hour and a half.
You got an hour and a half before education?
Yes, sir.